at Great Scott, and you should look up Liz Cooper and the Stampede, find their tour dates, and go out and see them live, because that's going to be a great time. Here is Liz Cooper and the Stampede for Doug, WMFO Ryan D on the radio.
Come on home with me. Hey man, Working in the city is a right to look down. Don't you ever ask pity. If you're gonna slip up now, you got a long way to fall. Strike up another deal with the devil you've been meaning to call. Time and paying interest on every hour. Ain't it funny what a man will do to be another brick in the tower? Somebody like I'm gonna come and shoot you down. Be sure to set fire to that bridge on your way out of town. Night I made my bed in an open grave, kept warm by a fire from some dollars to save. Night I had a dream about a hound on a fox tree. In the morning could never wonder, maybe that boy fox it for me. Been spending, ignoring my debts. Rather speculate, spectators line up, stop placing their bets. Do no use getting all suspicious. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of doing business. It's the cost.
twice. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night rolling up. That's right. I got the power of the AM, got the lady.
That's one of my favorite Petty songs. Remember seeing that video on MTV as a young lad, it blowing my mind. Coming off of Southern Accents, which was the sixth studio album from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, released back in 1985, that was the lead single, Don't Come Around Here No More. Man, I love that song. I will never not love that song. Up ahead of that, Christopher Paul Stanley, The Cost of Doing Business from his amazing 2017 album, Itinerant Arias. Up ahead of that, Cat Power Cherokee from Sun, and that was released back in 2012. And kicking off the set with Liz Cooper and The Stampede. Going out to Doug. Hey, man. Oh, you know what? I missed a song in there. Modern Lovers. Jonathan Richman, of course. How did I miss that? I don't even know. Roadrunner. That was also an inside joke going out to Doug because of a post that he did. It's also a great song, but that was in that set as well. And I just didn't see it because I was going on a whim. I played that and I just threw it in. But let's go back. Kicking off the set with Throwing Muses. No. Liz Cooper and the Stampede. Hey, man. Off of 2018 Window Flowers album. All right. I'm Ryan D. This is me on the radio. I hope you're enjoying your time listening to this music. I'm having a great time. This is, as you all know, one of my favorite places to be is playing music. I am going to get back into it with one of my favorite musicians and one of my favorite albums of 2018 on Partisan Records. The album is called Sweet Unknown, and this musician, well, her name is Erica Wennerstrom. And here's a fantastic song from that album.
Straight. far from familiar things. All I ask is to live each moment. All I ask
off of their 9th studio album. That's English rock band XTC from Skylarking, released back in 1986 with one of my favorites, Dear God. Up ahead of that, Crowded House from 1991's Wood Face. Great one called All I Ask. Beach House doing Lemon Glow from 2017's Seven. And kicking off that set with Erica Wennerstrom, Extraordinary Love from her Partisan Records debut album, released back in 2018, which was, you know, just a little while ago. Album's called Sweet Unknown. This is Ryan D on the radio. I'm having a blast. Hope you are as well. Let's get back into one of my favorite songs from last year. Here's Phosphorescent.
I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer. I had a lady playing on a piano. Yeah, it was like an hour cut to my ears. I said, hey, I like it how you play that piano. She just said, honey, what are you doing here? So when I'm sitting at a bar in New England, said, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? Honey, don't I know ya? It was the very first time we laid eyes on ya. Your mama burst into tears. And we were shaking in the medical basement. And I guess everything was on the rear. I was staring like a fool at the camera. I don't, I know ya, honey, don't I?
a dog moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yeah. very first time. You were the first.
And courtesan have fallen neath my tender hand when their husbands were not around. But you, my soiled teenage girlfriend, while you furrow like a lioness, and we are vagabonds, we travel without seatbelts on. It all. said,